Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
A woman emailed us for a second date update recently named Jamie. Mm-hmm. And in her email, Jamie says she gets hit on by guys all the time, and she's so over it.
Good on you, Jamie.
Girl, preaching to the choir. My LinkedIn account is like a thirst trap. Every time I log in there, I got these billionaire CEOs DMing me hey, Jeff, I got a job for you if you're interested. And I'm like, ugh.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have made your LinkedIn profile pic that shirtless one you have.
Yeah, I didn't know LinkedIn was that thirsty.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting a lot of hits on my account. What can I say? So, Jamie, I feel you.
You guys are hilarious.
Where are you getting hit on at?
Online, walking down the street, you know.
It's Hold on. If you're getting hit on so much, why are you on the phone with us?
Because I find that most guys, especially if they're attractive, are kind of the same.
Okay.
Like, there's not a lot going on, right?
I don't appreciate you talking about us like that, okay? Us hot guys have a lot going on.
And some of us ugly guys are dumb too, okay?
And so I'm guessing you met one that was hot and smart?
Yes, and amazingly original.
Oh.
Does he have a name?
Jeremy is his name.
Okay. And where'd you meet Jeremy?
Met online, and he had the best pickup line ever.
Oh, I love terrible pickup lines.
I know, to share, mm-hmm.
They're like dad jokes.
What'd he say?
Jose's taking notes.
No, it was awesome. So he texted me, he said, "Do you like water?" And I said, "Yeah."
Yeah.
And he wrote, "Good, because you already like 70% of me."
What?
That's so bad. Oh, my God.
You like that, huh?
He's a funny dude.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. You loved it. So how did the conversation go?
It was awesome. And then so he invited me to dinner and we both love Chinese. So we did that. Mm. And like when he walked in, I was like, oh my God, he's totally adorable.
Aww. Oh my God. You were so excited. What were you feeling? Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was really nervous. And I got, TMI. I got a little gassy, like when I was.
Oh no! You did.
Wait,
not
you're
get
a hot girl that's farting on a first date. I kind of love you. Oh my God, why do I love you?
A hot chick who just poots when she's nervous.
I'm a farter.
All right.
I was totally nervous, but like he looked like the cutest shark. Like, he looked like a shark.
Are you high?
Does this have to do with the water stuff again?
Why do you say you look like a shark?
Because his eyes were, like, far apart, like, on each side of his head a little bit.
Like a deer?
I don't know. Typically, that's not a good thing.
So he got a hammerhead?
I mean, I grew up in small town Idaho, and you got to watch out for those eyes being, you know, it's usually a sign of.
No, I'm, like, literally worried about this guy and you now.
I thought it was adorable. Like he was like my little stuffed shark, you know?
I really hope you didn't say it to him though.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But he was seriously cute.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to trust you on that one because the description isn't matching up with
that. I'm literally imagining a hammerhead.
Yeah.
So
it's his eyes going all over the place.
Just pointing completely different directions.
So how was the romantic connection between you and Shark Boy?
It was intense, definite chemistry. We had a lot in common.
Okay.
We were both, this is so silly, but it was so cool. We were both our high school mascots.
Oh.
Okay.
I will say, I think that that takes a particular personality.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can be a mascot, you probably are attracted to other mascots.
And that's why you're so outgoing, probably.
Yeah.
Were you the sharks at your high school?
What were the mascots? Yeah, that'd be so perfect.
I was an Indian.
Oh.
Questionable these days.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Uh-huh. Don't post those pictures online.
Yeah, we apologize to all our listeners who are going to be offended.
Please tell me he was something like a tiger. Please tell me a tiger.
Yeah.
He was a hippo.
They were the hippos?
Oh, my God.
I wish we were the hippos in high school.
Go hippos.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
Oh, God. That is
just... I can't think of a worse high school mascot than it. Like Quicksand maybe would be worse.
Oh my God.
Quicksand, we suck.
But you have to understand, I collect hippos.
Wow, we just came full circle.
Hold
there.
On.
Are you being for real?
That's one of Did those you... signs.
I like... collect hippos.
Jamie, we have to ask, is this a real call?
Yeah, and second,
is this real? This doesn't even,
no,
this sounds
totally.
Like you're making this up.
I mean, think about it, Jamie. You went out with a guy whose eyes were so far apart, he looked like a shark. You were both mascots. You're incredibly racist.
Yeah, and
you collect hippos and he wasn't.
Okay,
guys.
Can we have a break? These two, how are you guys uncontrollable
right
now? Listen. Everyone be quiet. I believe in love. I think your date has gone great so far. You have tons of chemistry. Even though these guys think you're a weirdo, you guys are weirdos together.
I gotta tell you, it's a really bad sign when Jose signs off as a sign of approval on a date. So.
Yeah, wait.
It is, but
wait,
still.
Wait, did you kiss Shark Boy?
He paid for dinner.
Okay.
And... we were leaving, and I could tell he was nervous, so I actually walked him to his car, and it was, like, the time for, like, maybe a kiss to happen.
Yeah.
And then you heard, dun 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 dun
dun.
Stop. He's coming in.
Stop. I pulled it together. Stop
okay,
it,
sorry.
Jeremy.
He's going for the kiss.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
But he didn't do it. Like, he just said, he was like, oh, I got to go. I'll call you in a bit.
Oh.
And... it kind of ended abruptly.
Oh, man.
So what's your theory? Why do you think he's not calling you back?
I think he liked me, mm-hmm. but he's just nervous.
Mm-hmm. Or he didn't see you call because of his eyes.
Oh, my God. You gotta leave him alone.
We have to play a song. We have to come back.
You gotta stop talking. This
I'm sorry, Jamie. I can't do this right now.
All right, Jamie.
Is this just going to be us laughing?
All right.
No, I'm going to pull it together.
All right.
Pull it together.
We are
Jamie,
professionals, you guys.
I'm so sorry. Yes, we're going to play a song. We're going to pull it together.
Yes.
And we're going to come back, and we're going to call this guy and get your second date update, okay?
Aw, guys.
Okay, Jamie.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we've composed ourselves.
Have you, though? I don't think
yes.
so.
We got the giggles out.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to focus.
Professionals.
So if you're just tuning in, we're on the phone with Jamie, and she recently went out with a guy that she met online named Jeremy.
Do you see how serious his voice is?
They took a drive,
mm-hmm.
and they got Chinese food together.
The Jaws music?
He had to look both ways before they crossed the street.
He always does.
Turning his full body. Then they bonded over both being high school mascots. He was a hippo. She was something that's not PC to say. And that night, at the Chinese restaurant, it was a feeding frenzy. Nothing was left on that plate.
Oh, why?
But things did go well.
Yeah, that's good.
Jamie even thought she was going to get a kiss at the end of the night, but instead Jeremy said he'd call her, and that has not happened.
Yeah.
So she's looking for our help, and I really want to get you another date. Okay, Jamie?
And I want another date.
Yeah.
You're being a good sport, Jamie. Listen, you called him Shark Boy. That's what initially set it all off. But I am totally supportive of your venture into love.
I don't believe Brooke.
Yeah. I've dated a lot of guys. This is the one. I'm
oh,
telling you.
Whoa.
Okay, right. Let's not put too much pressure on it before
yeah.
we call him.
A lot of fish in the sea, but this is the shark that has stolen her heart. All right, let's call him and see if we can get you a second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Jeremy, please?
Yeah, this is Jeremy speaking.
Hey, Jeremy. My name is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Do you have a moment to talk with us?
How can I help you guys?
Well, we do something on our show called a second date update. And that's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can reach out to us and we'll give them a call to try and figure out the reason why. And recently you went out on a date with a woman named Jamie.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right.
So you're not calling her back, and that's a little bit confusing to her because she says that she had a great time with you that night.
Okay, she told you about our date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she mentioned a few things. She said that you guys met online, and She mentioned that she was attracted to your look and your personality.
And she said you had an awesome pickup line about the water.
The water thing? Yeah.
See, you're tickled with yourself. Mm-hmm.
So she told us that she thought there was even going to be a kiss at the end of the night, but you just got in your car and kind of took off and got out of there. So it kind of sent mixed messages, and she wants to know, like, what's going on? Why aren't you getting back to her?
We have a lot in common. We were both, like, mascots in our high school.
Yeah. Right. She mentioned that you were the hippos. And
yeah, womp, womp, womp.
Oh, my God. Is that what it is? What you did?
Go hippos.
Yeah. That's...
One more time, please.
You do, like, a big womp, 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 and then everybody in the stadium goes, womp, womp, womp.
Yeah.
It's actually way cooler than I expected it to be.
Yeah. So what's the deal then? Why aren't you calling her?
Well, it's really not been that long. It's only been, I think, seven? I mean,
a week-ish?
It doesn't matter.
Are you just playing the super cool game and you're going to wait like a month and a half before you call her back?
No, look, she told you guys that we went out for Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at the end of a meal at a Chinese restaurant, you get a fortune cookie.
Yeah.
And usually I don't pay too much attention unless they really, like, jump out and bite me in the nose.
Well, if your fortune cookie's biting you in the nose, it's probably not a fortune cookie.
You know what I mean. Metaphorically speaking, I looked down at this fortune cookie at the end of our date, and it actually made my heart skip a beat.
Whoa.
Seriously, it was one of those, like, fate is telling me something right now.
Or it's just a fortune cookie that was made in a giant factory.
Well, hold on. They come to you for a reason,
no,
Brooke.
They
out
don't,
of millions
guys,
of cookies,
no.
You get one for you.
Says the guy who buys scratch lotto tickets all the
and
time.
Yeah, and I won
$50
bucks last week.
All right.
Anyway.
All right, Jeremy, what does it say?
It says, you're not with the right person in your life right now. Old love comes back.
Oh,
dude. Oh,
no.
That's sketchy.
You're not over your ex, are you? Is that what we're hearing?
There's one person who, I still definitely have feelings for, but it's the fortune more than it is, like, the possibility of that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't have ever expected that she would call, but seeing that fortune, I was like,
Jose. I mean, like, you're making life decisions based on what a cookie is telling you. Like,
fortune.
You guys, listen. I mean, you've got to say that out loud, right? And think that is pretty ridiculous.
I don't think it's that crazy. Like, yeah, sure, there's definitely some superstition in there, but like...
Some? It's all superstition, Jeremy. Like, you liked her.
So have you heard from your ex then, or have you not?
I have not.
Okay, so it's
a waiting game, I think, is what the fortune cookie sounded like.
Oh, so you're just waiting for...
Okay,
how long
do we have to wait?
So right now, I was thinking a month. I don't get committed to anyone for a month, and I see what happens.
Okay.
Is that the time limit on the fortune cookie? I mean, here's the thing. You're reading so much into this. The fortune cookie could have been talking about something totally different than a romantic partner.
You're not with the right person, right? I literally looked up and saw her staring into my eyes across the table.
So she did everything right. It was just the cookie.
I mean, almost like the problem was that everything was going too right. You know what I mean? Like, the fortune cookie was like, take a step back.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
What do you tell someone?
Well, I guess we don't have to tell her anything because Jeremy already did. Because, Jeremy, we didn't let you know this before, but Jamie's been on the other line listening this entire time and she wants to talk to you.
You're not serious.
Fortune says I am. Jamie?
Hi.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi, Jeremy.
Actually, it's good to hear from you, I guess.
Weird circumstances.
I hope you don't mind that I call a radio station.
I mean, my cheeks are definitely red, but I've done stupider things than this before.
My God, Jeremy, listen to you. You like this girl. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, I do. Of course I do. But, you know, I got to follow my intuition, you know, my fortune.
Yeah, player's got to play.
No, that's not what he's saying.
Player's got to wait for what?
I mean, so I heard what you said, and I get it. I mean, we talked about fate and right place, right time, and signs and things.
Wow.
I just wish it didn't say that because we have such a good connection.
Oh.
I will say, it's not that I don't want to go out with you forever now. It's just, if something happens in the next month, I would feel remiss to not follow up on that. Mm-hmm. You know, like maybe another fortune will come up. You know, maybe I should get Chinese food more often. And next time I'll get a fortune that's like, no, that was the right one.
Disregard last cookie.
Yes.
Is that how it works?
I guess.
I have the lucky numbers on the back of my fortune cookie, too.
What if I guess the lucky numbers? Would that be a good sign if I can guess some of the lucky numbers?
How do you guess the lucky numbers?
It makes just as much sense as taking your dating advice from a fortune cookie, so let's try it.
Okay.
I mean, how about let's just try to land one of them.
All right.
Yeah, that's more realistic.
I have a number in my gut.
Oh.
Okay.
What is it?
Okay.
I'm kind of nervous.
Before I say the number, I just want to tell you how amazing you are.
Oh, my God.
That's super sweet.
And you're so freaking cute. 11.
That's the number I was thinking. I'm not even joking.
Jerry, Brooke. Maybe you're supposed to date Brooke.
Brooke believes now. Now you're all about fortune
It just
cookies.
Felt like Hippo and 11 went together for some reason.
What?
What is it? Is 11 there? Is 11 there? I'm invested now.
Yeah, 11's there.
Oh, dang.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Did she just override the cookie?
No, here's what I'm thinking. The 11th of next month, second date.
Lame.
Man, that's a long wait.
Jeremy, she guessed the number on your fortune cookie.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And that seems like a sign for me to ask you if you'd like to go out on another date with her.
Yes.
Because we'll pay for it.
You know, my superstition's getting the best of me, guys. I'm sticking with the 11th of next month. It's in the stars.
Oh, come on!
Wow! Well, he's not saying really? No, at least, right?
Will
he's
you wait just... that long, Jamie? Do you want to wait that long?
I can wait until the 11th.
Aw, see? Hey, look, this doesn't mean you guys can't text each other and talk. You just can't meet until the 11th.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to send me a few pics before the 11th, it would be nice to at least see you again.
Maybe dress up in your high school mascot outfit and send it over to him.
Oh, stop, stop.
Jeremy, I will see you on the 11th. I'm marking it on my calendar right now.
Oh, my God.
All right, well.
I'm looking forward to it.
Congratulations, Jamie. We got you your second date. Just, you have to wait a little bit.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! Okay.
What is
huzzah!
That?
Huzzah!
I hear you, girl. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah!